It's been a month since someone began setting fires to Baptist churches in Alabama. 10 have burned. Hundreds of local and federal authorities have been on the case, combing through more than 1,000 tips that have come in. In rural Bibb County, Alabama, where half of the fires occurred, residents say the crimes have brought a new resolve to churchgoers. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Steve Chiotakis reports.
There's a slight grimace in the face of 29-year-old Jason Bates, a member of the recently burned Ashby Baptist Church. Bates is trying to fish cumbersome 500-gauge wire through PVC conduit to ultimately get the lights on inside his church's interim home. The gray double wides sit on a parking lot about 100 feet away from the charred ruins of Bates's church.
We got two separate trailers here and building a temporary service for them. Run the power to both of them. We got a 400-amp service here. And just a lot of grunt work right now.
His church was one of three in the county to burn completely to the ground. Sanctuary, Sunday school, church hall, all of it gone. But Bates says the soul of the church remains.
All the members of the church makes up the church, not the building itself. So it's just another place for the church to get together.
A few miles down the road, at Old Union Baptist, which dates back to the 1860s, the damage wasn't nearly as bad. But the steely resolve of its members, like Deacon Hillman Moses, is the same. Moses says the burnings don't make much sense.
Somebody needs to know the Lord, all I know. I don't have no hard feelings against them or anything. I think just somebody out having a good time burning churches. We hadn't done nothing to make nobody mad.
Moses arrived just in time to put the fire out before it spread. The only things damaged in his church were a hard pine podium and table at the pulpit and an American flag in the corner. Now, Moses says, people are watching. His church, every church.
Oh, yeah. We're keeping an eye out.
And it's that camaraderie, that shared spirit among neighbors, fellow worshiper or not, that's prevailing in Bibb County. It certainly is the topic of lunchtime conversation at the Twix and Tween restaurant in Centerville, the county seat. Along with pork ribs, or an all-you-can-eat buffet, comes the salt and peppering of disbelief and astonishment. Christy Nichols and her husband Tim say through all the emotion comes a united front.
People have been keeping a closer eye on their neighbors' churches, not only their own, but their neighbors' churches, as far as keeping anything like this from happening again, hopefully.
You know, with as many people watching and looking and waiting now, they're going to end up striking one of the churches, and some church members are going to be there waiting on them. And hopefully it'll be soon.
And if not church members waiting, then law enforcement. More than 100 local, state, and federal agents are scouring the area in Bibb County and the other counties where church fires have happened. Tips, they say, are coming in all the time.
We've got over 1,000 names in our database just in this case.
Jim Cavanaugh is special agent in charge of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. He says federal agents continue to chip away at hundreds of leads that may take the case in one direction or another.
It's like a wall of curtains, you know, and each time you find something out, you move one back, and behind it there's another one, and you move that one back, and then there's another one, and you move that one back. So you keep going and going through, but eventually, you know, in a big case, you're going to get to the answer.
Authorities think they can find the answers if they can find what eyewitnesses describe as a dark-colored SUV and two white men in their 20s or 30s seen leaving some of the fires. They do know it's been a while since the last church fire, and people in Bibb County say they're doing everything they can to stop it from happening again. For NPR News, I'm Steve Chiotakis in Birmingham.